So then I told him he could just get his shit and get out. Because what else was I supposed to say? When somebody tells you that they don't really want to be there anymore and they're seeing someone else, you don't really want them living in your house, right? I mean, was I out in left field on that? You're a guy. Give me a guy's perspective on that. Okay, good. I was not wrong. Ugh, I swear, breakups are the worst. Like, honestly, the worst. But I don't have to tell you that. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been blathering on about this. How are you doing? Yeah. It's been, what, 4 or 5 months now? Mm-hmm. Well, that's positive, right? It's always good when it's not immediately in your mind every day. I'll get there eventually, I'm hoping. Although, I don't know. Do you mentally check out of a relationship before it ends sometimes? Is that a thing? Because I feel like that's what happened. I feel like I've been out of that relationship for a while now. I know that wasn't the case for you, though. I'm sorry. No, I mean, we haven't had a chance to catch up much. It's kind of a side effect of being mutual friends, right? I mean, being friends with her and you, the friends always have to take sides after a breakup, and it's never fun. Well, I didn't choose not to hang out with you. It just kind of happened that way. But I am glad that we're having coffee today. Thank you for inviting me over. I do still see her from time to time. More often than not, actually. Yeah. We really don't want to have that conversation. No, we don't. It's not worth it. Move on. To be honest, she's not that nice a person. I hate to say it, but it's true. I mean, she's fine to go shopping with and to watch movies with and whatever, but as far as a close friendship, she's not the kind of person that I would be close friends with, you know? Why? She has a big mouth, first of all. Everything you tell her just goes to everybody she knows. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's just say I know things about you that I wish I didn't. Oh, sorry. Sorry, that was horrible. just forget I said that, okay? Yeah. See, now I'm gossiping, and I'm not a gossip. Okay, let me start again. The point I'm trying to make is that you don't need to feel bad about how things ended with her. And you don't need to worry that I'm keeping up a close friendship with her and that you're damaging that by having some sort of a friendship with me. She's not someone I'll keep in my inner circle. Okay? Yeah. I knew you were going to ask me that. This is so awful. Okay, well, she likes to talk. What can I say? I mean, and in light of my recent circumstances, some of what she said, I actually might have listened to, but... well, let's just say that not all men are equal in certain things. This is humiliating. I know we've been friends for a long time and I can be comfortable with you. It's just, this is a little outside the realm of things that we've talked about before. Yeah. Well, let's just say that my wayward ex is a very selfish human being. And where it counts, that's just not something I can live with anymore. And from what I understand, you don't share that problem. I mean, not that you're selfish in any other way either, but in one particular way. Oh, my face is the color of my shirt, which is this awful shade of red. Okay. Can we just drop this, please? Okay, all right. We're not going to drop this. Look, she said that you are a very generous lover and that she achieves certain things every time you're together. Oh, God, I can't even look at you right now. Don't laugh. It's not funny. Yes, I'm an adult. No, I don't talk to my friends about this stuff. Well, except her, because she doesn't give me a choice, but... Yeah. Every time, she said. She said every time. I mean, you would know you were there, right? Okay. Well, let's just say that's not my experience. It's far from my experience. Yeah, I'm serious. He was selfish and didn't give a shit if I had a good time most of the time. It was about what he wanted, and that was that. So, I learned to take care of myself. I'll admit, when she was talking at length about this, I was a little jealous and wondering if she was full of shit. Because she had a tendency to exaggerate. I mean, her gift for hyperbole was well known. Well, I'm glad you're flattered. I'm glad that makes you feel good. Because if it's true, that good for you. Yes, she was very complimentary about that. Even actually after you broke up, she still commented like that, so... It must have been true. I mean, after you break up with someone, typically you trash them. You don't go on about how good they are in bed, right? Is that a thing? I don't know. It did make me curious, though. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. That was awkward, uncomfortable. Yeah, that is true. I've never had a partner that has given me that every single time. Orgasms are just not something that partners seem to give in my world, I guess. I don't know. Well, I'm glad you think that that's wrong. Your partners are very lucky. Well, okay. Sorry, you caught me a little off guard there. What do you mean, show me? Us? Okay. I know you're a good guy, so I know you're not just using this as an excuse to hit on me. Are you serious? Well, it would be nice to know what it's like to be with somebody who isn't all about themselves. Are you sure about this? I mean, this isn't something that we do. And I don't want pity sex either. That's sad and lame. Oh, I see. Scratching an itch for both of us. Fair. Breakups suck. Got it. Okay. You know what? I've always been curious about that, among other things. Let's do it. Let's see what it's all about.